52. Bill and Pete, wake up Kenosha. She is the woman with the plan that's going to get you set straight on weight loss and overall good health from Wayless MD and Wellness, Southport Plaza in Kenosha. Sherry Stoka, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Mr. Question Man is here today as well. Mr. Question Man, are you here?
I'm also wonderful.
He is also wonderful today. If you have any weight loss questions, give us a ring. Give us a buzz. Get us on the blower, 262-694-1050. In the meantime, you can also email questions to peter at WLIP.com. And I understand Mr. Question Man has been inundated with questions.
Yes, we have quite a few in the rain barrel this morning.
Well, so that's like a reference to the rain barrel.
Love that rain barrel.
I love that thing.
Yeah, that's good.
So let's fire away, Mr. Question Man, if you could get things started for us here.
Okay, an email question asks, I seem to be gaining weight more easily as I get older. Does metabolism slow down with age, and what can I do to stop it? And they even put an exclamation point in there. What can I do to stop it, Sherry?
Yeah. Okay. So that's a pretty common statement that, you know, many people come in and say that their metabolism has slowed down. So the reality is that, you know, metabolism is many things affect metabolism other than age. I mean, you have to look at other things. You have to look at your fat versus muscle distribution. You know, are you exercising? Are you sleeping? You know, so there's many different components. I think with metabolism, you know, first looking at, you know, what your habits are, what you're eating, because typically, you know, if you're doing all the right things, you're not going to notice a change in metabolism as you get older. What I will say is a lot of people, they kind of do the same things for many years and then things don't eventually stop working. So changing things up. And then the last thing about that I will mention is sometimes weight gain is due to inflammation in the body. It's not always due to a slow metabolism.
All right, very good. Question number two, Mr. Question Man.
This one I think comes from the category of calories in, calories out, sort of a variation, but says, instead of making major changes or adapting a trendy diet, wouldn't it just be better to eat less food to lose weight? And they give an example here, which is pretty interesting. Like ordering one cheeseburger instead of two and skip the fries. Sherry, what about that philosophy?
Okay.
Wait a minute, she's laughing already. What?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I say it all the time. Eating less and, you know, exercising more does nothing long term. So especially if it's eating burgers and fries. But so, you know, it's always good to eat, to not overeat, right? I mean, that's definitely the best way to go to kind of maintain or prevent weight gain. But, you know, the way we have to look at things is that eating less is not going to fix metabolic issues. You know, this has to be a little more strategic. And, you know, you have to, again, it's kind of like looking at the other components. You know, if you're sleeping only 4 hours a night and still eating less food, I mean, it's not going to work. So you do have to just be a little more strategic. And unfortunately, just lowering the amount of food is not going to work long term.
Sherry, I think what people don't understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, is that the human body is a very complicated organism. And it's not just in and out. There's a lot of other stuff going on there that kind of makes it a little more complicated.
Well, it absolutely is. I mean, and at the end of the day, it's like anything. It's a machine, right? And you have to feed it and nourish it in order to function properly. So, I mean, that's the foundation. And then you have to obviously look, are there other things that are going on? So
that's right. You know, if you took your car to the shop and you put the wrong kind of oil in the engine, it's not going to run the right way.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly right.
Pretty good analogy, huh, Mr. Question Man?
Yeah, if you put only 7 quarts of oil instead of 8, if that's what it needs, it doesn't quite work out.
And it better be 5W instead. Well, whatever.
Anyway, we're not going to get into cars because that's where my ignorance will be on full display.
Next on the list here from the rain
I mean, I know we just got a couple minutes left, so I'll give you an easy one, Sherry. My kids will not, all capital letters, not eat healthy. Can you talk about some strategies to make that situation better?
Did you hear my deep breath on that
one? Yeah, that's why it's not that easy.
Okay, so I know we don't have a lot of time. This is an area that I'm like, I have a very soft heart for, because there's these poor kids, there's no education, right? So I think within the home, you know, depending on the age of your kids, you have to look at yourself and you have to be doing the right things and setting a good example. Because if you're saying one thing and doing another thing and bringing in cookies and cakes and things in the house, but expecting them to eat healthier, don't expect it to happen. So the first thing is being a good role model. Another thing I will say is don't force and don't make it a negative experience, because, you know, listen, I have two boys too, and I don't force feed, you know, healthy food. I make it available for them. They understand that eating healthy makes them feel better and perform better. So you have to twist the approach, because kids, if they're forced to eat broccoli growing up, I guarantee you they will never eat a vegetable when they, you know, go out of the home. So really taking, you know, looking at the full picture and trying to turn it into, and I will say one last thing that I feel does help with kids is asking them, you know, or finding out who their role models are, because this can really influence them more than a parent. They're not going to listen to the parents. They need a different role model or influencer in that area.
You know, you make a good point there. Boy, oh boy, if a celebrity or somebody they like on YouTube or television or what have you does something, they almost immediately want to do the same thing. So influencers out there, Pete, would you and I be considered influencers?
I was going to say, you forgot radio hosts.
Radio hosts, well.
Yes, exactly.
we're doing the best we can here. If you have any questions in the future, again, peter@wlip.com. We need you to fill up the rain barrel. I'm going to keep referring it.
Please do.
Referring to the rain barrel.
I stole that from somebody else, so steal it from me.
It's a weekly edition of What About Weight Loss with Sherry Stoka. Sherry, the first visit at Weightless MD and Wellness is absolutely free. How do we get more info on that?
Yes, you can call us 262-226-2046.
It's that simple. And get some questions to us again, peter@wlip.com. Sherry Stoka, thanks as always. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.